Good evening, my friends. It is Friday night and time for Zapped. I am your host, Andy, bringing you an hour of Christmas Eve Frank Zappa here on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio at 88.5 on your FM dial. In the background, we have Directly From My Heart to You. Thanks again for tuning into Zap, and I hope you enjoy this Christmas Eve 2021 edition of Zap.
Directly Oh,
Hey, it's Andy. You're listening to Zapped here on listener-supported KKRN. We just heard Lucille Has Messed My Mind Up. Before that was Your Mouth. And we started off this Christmas Eve 2021 edition with Directly From My Heart to You. So I hope that you're having you're all done with your Christmas preparations and you're ready to rock and roll for tomorrow. It is Christmas Eve here 2021. Can't believe the year is almost over and Christmas is here. Looking forward to maybe even some snow. If you're listening in the Round Mountain area, I'm pretty sure you've already seen some snow. I live between Shingletown and Millville. I'm right on the cusp of where we see snow. Hoping we get a little bit over the next few days. Not too much to make it burdensome, but enough for a white Christmas maybe. So I hope you are staying warm tonight and staying off the roads if you don't need to be. You know who's not staying off the roads is my friend here, the son of Mr. Green Jeans.
Best ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Fellow Americans.
He's been sick. And I think his wife is going to bring him some chicken soup. It's hard to defend an unpopular policy every once in a while.
Plastic people, oh baby, now you're such a drag.
And there's this guy from the CIA and he's creeping around Laurel Canyon.
Fine little girl, she waits for me. She's as plastic as she can be. She paints her face with plastic glue and wrecks her hair with some shampoo.
Plastic people, oh baby, now you're such a drag.
I don't know, sometimes I just get tired of you, honey. It's your hair spray or something.
Plastic people, oh baby, you're such a drag.
I hear the sound of marching feet down Sunset Boulevard to Crescent Heights, and there at Pandora's Box, we are confronted with a vast quantity of plastic people.
Take a day and walk around. Watch the Nazis run your town. Then go home and check yourself. You think we're singing about someone else,
but you're plastic people. Oh baby, now you're such a drag.
No, a prune is not a vegetable. Cabbage is a vegetable, makes it okay.
Drive. You live in. You dream about. You think only of. You're real. You are. Pebbles. Plastic. Plastic pebbles. Purple prancing.
You are listening to Zapped, and I am your host, Andy. You just heard Plastic People. Before that was San Bernardino. And we started off that block with Son of Mr. Green Jeans. Some Frank Zappa before you hear this Christmas Eve in 2021. Playing you all Frank tonight. So I hope this is my Christmas gift to you is a new show. Been slacking as usual of late. Been playing some reruns. But, you know, we did just have our, recently, about a month ago, we had our North State Giving Tuesday, and we also had our pledge drive week that week. So thank you to those of you who donated. If you missed your chance to donate then, don't worry. You can donate anytime. You can go to our website, kkrn.org, and there is a donate button there. It takes you to a safe and secure website where you can choose to set up a recurring donation or just a one-time. Whatever works for you, it helps us out. We are all volunteer, listener-supported community radio here at KKRN. So any contribution that you can help us with helps keep us on the air, and you can listen to our fine programming from our local producers and others as well. We do have some syndicated shows coming up tonight after Zapped, as usual, on Friday nights from 10 till midnight. We've got Byron Phoenix's Soul Deluxe, so stay tuned for that. That's a fine syndicated show out of Phoenix, Arizona, and it's on the Native Voice One network, which we would not be able to listen to those programs or provide them on the radio for you if you didn't help us by your kind donations. So, also, I want to remind you that on our website, you can also listen online. So if you're outside of our reception area, but you have an internet connection, just go to the website, click the listen button, and boom, you're done. All right, back to the music. This is Cosmic Debris. It's a live one.
The mystery man came over and he said, I'm out of sight. He said, for a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said,
oh dear brother, will you drive me with the cosmic debris?
Now who are you driving with that cosmic debris?
Looking rather, don't you waste your time on me.
The mystery man got nervous and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo. But I told him right then when the top popped open, there was nothing his box won't do. With the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo, he said, you might not believe this little fella, but it'll cure your asthma too. And I said, hey, now what kind of a guru are you anyway? That's right, don't waste the time. Troubles of my own, I said, and you can't help me out. So take your meditations and your preparations and cram it up your snout.
But I got the crystal ball,
he said, held it on up to the light. So I snatched it all away from him and I showed him how to do it right.
I wrapped the newspaper around my head so I looked like I was deep. Said some mumble jumbles, then I told him he was going to sleep. I wrapped his ring in his pocket watch and everything else about. Shit, I had that sucker hypnotized. He couldn't even make a sound. I proceeded to tell him to shoot him in. As long as he was hanging around, I said,
the price of meat has just gone up and your old lady has just gone down. Now is that a real poncho or is that a Sears poncho? Don't you know, you can make more money as a butcher. So don't you waste your time on me.
I gave you all my love. there's nothing left for me to do but cry. If you decide to leave me, it's all over. If you decide to leave me, it's all over. I tried to make you happy. I gave you all my love. There's nothing left for me to do but cry. Turn on the gas, I'm gonna take my life.
Nothing.
If you decide to leave me, it's all over. If you decide to leave me, it's all over. I tried to make you happy. I gave you all my love. There's nothing left for me to do but cry. If you decide to leave me, if you decide to leave me, I'll cry.
size, bulk purchase, K-pock infested, do not remove tag under penalty of law, tight bed, and make you take off all your little clothes until you were nearly stark raving nude. Save for your chrome with heavy-duty leather thong piece medallion, make you assume a series of marginally erotic poses involving a plastic chair and an old guitar strap while I did a wee-wee in your hair and beat you with a pair of tennis shoes I got from Jeff Beck.
Cheapness. Let me tell you something. Do you like monster movies? Anybody? I love monster movies. I simply adore monster movies, and the cheaper they are, the better they are. And cheapness, in the case of a monster movie, has nothing to do with the budget of the film, although it helps. But true cheapness is exemplified by visible nylon strings attached to the jaw of a giant spider. I'll tell you a good one that I saw one time. I think the name of the film was It Conquered the World. And do you ever see that one? The monster looks sort of like an inverted ice cream cone with teeth around the bottom. It's like a teepee or a sort of a rounded off pup tent affair. And it's got fangs on the base of it. I don't know why, but it's a very threatening sight. And then he's got a frown and, you know, ugly mouth and everything. And there's this one scene where the monster is coming out of a cave, see? There's always a scene where they come out of the cave at least once. And the rest of the cast, it must have been made around the 1950s, the lapels are about like that wide, the ties are about that wide, and they're about this short. And they always have a little revolver that they're going to shoot the monster with. And there's always a girl who falls down and twists her ankle. Of course there is. You know how they are. The weaker sex and everything, twisting their ankle on behalf of the little ice cream cone. Well, in this scene, folks, they didn't want to retake it because it must have been so good they wanted to keep it. But when the monster came out of the cave, just over on the left-hand side of the screen, you can see about this much 2x4 attached to the bottom of the thing as the guy is pushing it out. And then, obviously, off camera, somebody's going, "No, get it back." And they drag it back just a little bit as the guy's going, "Now that's cheapness, right? And this is cheapness here."
One, 2, 3, 4. I eat a hot dog. It tastes real good. I think I watched a movie from Hollywood. I eat a hot dog, it tastes real good.
Yum, 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 yum.
Then I watch a movie from Hollywood.
Yum, yum, yum,
yum,
yum, yum,
yum, yum,
yum, yum.
Little Miss Muffet on a squat by me, yeah. Took a turn around, I said, can you all see now? The little strings on the giant spider. For someone from the Black Lagoon. The best spot it takes for the boss. The rubbles and the wriggles and the cardboard rock, yeah. And the canvas of the cave is too soft. The suits and the hats and the ties too wide. And short for the scientist man. The chemistry lady with the rubber boy mime, yeah. While the monster just ate your bed.
Ladies and gentlemen, the monster which the peasants in this area call Frunobulax, apparently a very large poodle dog, has just been seen approaching the power plant. Bullets can't stop it. Rockets can't stop it. We may have to use nuclear force.
Here comes that poodle dog.
Big
as a blimp with a rhinestone collar. Bonsai ornaments on a dry, wobble landscape. Keep him away. Don't let the pool bite me.
We can't let him reproduce. Ah, somebody get out of here.
The National Guard is formed up at the base of the mountain, is attempting to lure the enormous poodle towards a cave where they hope to destroy it with napalm. 1,000 of the troopers are now lined up and are calling to the monster.
Here, Fido. Here, Fido. Here, Fido.
Got a great big slimy thing. Got a great big hairy thing. Got a great big poodle thing. Got a great big hairy thing. Got a great big slimy thing. Got a great big hairy thing. Got a great big poodle thing. Got a great big hairy thing. Go to the shelter, my baby, my baby. Go to the shelter, go to the shelter, go to the shelter, my baby, my baby. Go to the shelter, go to the shelter. Little Miss Mumble don't squat by me, keeps you little strings dangling down. Makes your legs go wild with a mouth. Baby, I'm sorry, cause I saw the woman. I need a little more cheapness, please. Baby, I'm sorry, cause I saw the woman.
Hey, it's Andy. You are listening to Zapped here on KKRN, and you just heard Cheapness. I love that one. That's off Roxy and Elsewhere. It's a fun song. The picture of the monster, the giant monster of the being pushed on stage by the 2x4, and the guy trying to save the woman with his little pistol. Bang, bang, bang. Anyway, you just heard it. I love it. Before that was Magic Fingers. Before that was Stuff Up the Cracks, and we started off that block with Cosmic Debris, a live one, live version of Cosmic Debris. You don't get to hear that very often. Well, no more, of course, because Frank is no longer with us, but that makes me sad. Anyway, we do have one more song before I leave you for the evening, but I do want to wish you all a safe and happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and I will hopefully be back with you on New Year's Eve to bring you another new show if I don't get slacky and put on a rerun, but I will do my best to bring you another new show next week. So thanks again for tuning in, and before I leave you, I will leave you with this final outro song. It's called Lonesome Electric Turkey. So I hope you have a great Christmas, and until next time, thanks again for tuning in to Zap. Take care.